This is Greg. At the beginning of this episode, during our pregame chat, you'll hear a story from my childhood about the Goodyear blimp. My experience with the blimp was made possible through the kindness of a man named Jerry Jenkins. Mr. Jenkins was the public relations manager for the Goodyear blimp Stars and Stripes. By the time I was old enough to try to contact him to thank him, he had passed away. This episode is dedicated to the memory of Jerry Jenkins.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons and Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
All the Goodyear blimps now are all Zeppelins. They retired the blimps that I flew on.
Oh, you've been on one?
I was telling them just now that, trying to think through my life plan, and it occurred to me at 2 o'clock in the morning that I just, like, a week and a half ago passed my 25th blimp anniversary of riding on the Goodyear blimp.
Blimp anniversary! Oh, I love it. So wait, why did you get to ride on it?
Because my mom got me to ride on the blimp. We would go whenever the blimp was, we were living in Atlanta at the time, so the blimp came through a lot for sporting events, and we'd go down to the little airport outside the city just to watch, because I was completely obsessed. I could rattle off all the statistics, all that sort of thing.
Oh my god, this is who your son's gonna grow up to be, Abby.
And she talked to
him. He's gonna have a Bellaversary.
What's his name? Oh, the ground crew, the head of the ground crew. Like, he was just nearby, and she was like, look, I've got a son who, I don't know what word she used. She tells me, she says obsessed. She may have used like some profanity. Like, my son is obsessed with blimps. Yeah. Is there, like, how do people get to ride on the blimp? And he's like, I'm really sorry. It's, these are usually planned years in advance. It goes to VIPs, goes to all this stuff. And she's like, well, I understand. Yeah. So we just stayed and watched for a while. That guy came out and tracked her down.
Wow. Like, oh my gosh.
An hour later, and he's like, look, we've had a no-show for the last flight of the day.
Aww. Oh my gosh, are you kidding?
Does your son want to go? And this was a crisis for me, because as Katie knows, I have dealt with anxiety all my life, and the thought of going somewhere without my parents, this is big. And my mom, I still remember this, because I knew, even as she said it, that she was right. She like got down on her knees in front of me, and she's like, Greg, if you don't do this, you will regret it for the rest of your life.
Yes.
And I knew she was right, but I was terrified. And I got
not to add
go
your
to
anxiety.
And the blimps, they'd been going around, and the rides had been 15 minutes up in the blimp. And the last flight of the day, the ride was 50.
Wow!
I was on the Goodyear blimp for just shy of an hour, and when they found out that this was the other big deal, that apparently the rule was to go by yourself on the blimp, you had to be 8 years old or older.
Oh my gosh!
And I was 2 weeks shy.
Oh!
Because he was walking, he was like the grounds crew guy. Was walking back, and then he stopped, turned around, and said, "Now, how old is he?" He needs to be 8, and my mom's like, he turns 8 in 2 weeks, and he goes, yeah, close enough.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Good. Oh, that's awesome. Back when I feel like people could do that, like now, nowadays they'd be like, nope, no.
And that man was Barack Obama.
And then they also, when they found out, like, how much I knew about airships and how much this has been a dream of mine. I mean, it felt like all my life. It had been 2 years because I was going to be 8, so.
Well, but when you're, that's basically your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah. But when they found out, they put me up next to the pilot.
Oh my god.
Also, I got to,
he flew it and he
crashed. And then they kicked everyone else off and they told you to fly it on your own.
gosh. That's an amazing story.
That's such a happy story.
It's a wonderful, wonderful, and something really cool that I found out recently. Before they retired that class of airship, they teamed up with USA Today and did one of those things. You may have seen them on YouTube where, like, you can do a 360 view.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Of the video. Mm-hmm. They set one up in the blimp in the same seat where I sat.
Oh, no way!
So if you watch a video, yeah, I mean, it's on YouTube. If you'd like first-person perspective of the blimp, yeah, you can look as the blimp is flying, and you can see the same perspective from where I was sitting. And I was just like, I cried a little bit when I saw the video, because I was just like, oh! Because those airships are all gone now.
Right. The first person, that is Greg.
Wow.
Greg is the first person. So after that, do you feel like the rest of your life it's been all downhill from now?
That was the apex.
The dream, like, after that, it was like, my first thought when the flight was over, I was like, I need my own blimp.
Oh, exactly, see?
Back in those days, I mean, this was back in the early 90s, that airship was $250,000. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what it would run now.
Actually seems cheap to me, yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, that design had been in use since World War II. Wow. That's why they stopped making them. They ran out. They lost the people who knew how to keep them maintained.
Wow.
Yeah.
Call Greg. He knows.
Yeah. Maybe you were like someone who like built them and maintained them in a past life. Like, maybe that's where your obsession came from.
I love that idea.
His name was Blimsky.
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 Oh, but why does he hate himself so much?
Because it's a mere shadow of who he used to be.
There actually is some guy in Russia who, like, is a super billionaire, rich guy, eccentric kind of person who's starting to, like, try to make airships. Hmm. I was like, I need to learn Russian and, like, go and meet him and be like, I want to come work for you.
Hey, we know what you're doing in 18 years now, Greg.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go!
We figured it out.
That's awesome.
I'll be hanging out with Putin in his pork-fried dice hat.
There's your in! We figured it out! Let's see, how do we rein you guys in?
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I am thoroughly reined in.
Don't think Abby's reined in.
I know, Abby's too excited. She's throwing her pillow around, her tartar pillow.
Rufina's gonna go time travel. All right, give us the recap.
Recap time.
previously on Pork Fried Dice.
The party started the last session by carefully making their way into the cellar of the late Lady Wachter's grand home in search of Irina and her supposed captor, Gadolf Blinsky.
Oh, no.
Bathwack bravely...
Yeah. Blimsky.
Blimsky.
Do you like it now? Yeah.
I like him now.
It's the key. Bathwack bravely led the way, but unfortunately his incursion into the quiet basement caused a horde of skeleton warriors to drag themselves up out of the ground and attack. Cut to about 30 seconds later, anyone with asthma was in mortal danger as the room was filled with powdered bone, thanks in large part to Lank Stumpers and his bludgeoning maul.
Hey.
Before the dust had a chance to settle, Izek joined the gang, and Will and Rufina decided to take him upstairs to check out a corpse he found, while the rest of the group investigated a secret door.
To check out a corpse he found?
Yeah.
Check this corpse
pretty much.
Out.
Hey, Izek, let's go check it out.
There aren't enough around everywhere to check out.
Behind said secret door was a secret room, and in said secret room was a secret group of secret cultists, secret Irina laying unconscious on the secret floor, and secret Blinsky!
Oh, no.
While a fight broke out, Will and Rufina first discovered a young woman who apparently thinks she's a cat, and then the body...
Oh, right.
Yes.
Sorry, forgot about her.
And then the body of Lady Wachter's husband, kept in good condition by magical means. And I mean really good condition. Like, mint-in-box good condition.
Gross.
Anyway, back downstairs, the fight was raging, but there seemed to be something fishy about Blinsky. With some difficulty, he was eventually knocked out, and the club he was wielding was shattered under Batwack's sword. When the upstairs folk joined in, Izek spotted Irina and immediately picked her up and attempted to escape the cellar with her. He eventually was stopped short, Irina was revived, who took one look at her brief captor, and dramatically, some might even say session-endingly, uttered the words, "My brother?"
Excited about that. That's so weird.
Everyone's excited, because that's where we are. That's where we left off, and that's where we pick up today.
Hooray.
Irina, laying on the ground, looking over at Izek, confusedly.
She's on the ground? I didn't realize that she's just on the ground.
Oh, no, actually, she's not. Someone had caught her. It was either Batwack. Lank or Batwack. Was it Batwack?
Yeah.
Probably wasn't Lank.
Sitting on the top of your head.
Yeah. It's a good thing the stool was here. Oh, sorry, live person.
All right.
What are we supposed to do, dear?
You all die of old age at the end.
Darn.
As the room is sitting in stunned silence, behind you, Rafina, you feel something push into your hand, and you look down, and it's the young woman, and she's rubbing her head into your hand, and she's looking around, and she says, "Who are these people?"
Rafina says, she pats the woman on the head, scratches her a little behind the ear. Well, I don't know if you were paying attention just now, but apparently she thinks he's her brother.
Oh, okay. Great.
Is that enough information for you, Kitty?
Just a cat after all. Jeez, nosy cat.
Little Kitty, I'm sure we'll learn more soon.
Aww.
Hey, Irina, do you want to introduce yourself and your brother to this cat?
She turns to look at you, looks for a cat, doesn't see one, and says, this is my brother.
How do you know?
I don't.
So the other guy wasn't your brother?
No, we determined that back when I left the village.
Oh, right.
And you were there, so you have no excuse.
I was just testing you. By the way, get off me.
Yeah, really.
I don't know what... suddenly I remember.
What?
I grew up in Valaki. Izek was my brother. My family and I, we were out in the woods, and we were attacked by wolves. I was dragged off. I saw Izek's arm being ripped off of his body.
Oh, sweet. Sounds like a great memory. God, I saw. Yes, oh, my God.
I guess it kind of makes sense why it maybe would be blocked out.
Yeah.
But your whole brother got forgotten, though? Not just his arm?
I didn't remember anything. I remember waking up in the woods, and Father Donovich found me. I had not remembered anything of my young childhood. I just remembered being raised by who I thought was my father.
Your brother is a creep.
Well, just I would, yes.
In case he likes...
Kind of a jerk.
Yeah, he's kind of like all about... I don't know. He serves... Oh, wait. Am I still the Baron? I still look like the Baron.
Yes, who are you?
I'm the Baron. Hello. And then he switches back for a second and he's Will. And then he...
Oh, Will!
No, but no, I'm the Baron. I am the Baron.
Wait. Is this Will or... Who? Which are you?
You're the one being confusing, young lady. Let's stick with one person at a time.
But for real, was your brother always a psycho? Because he is definitely, like, killing people left and right.
And Nick says, and he's probably going to wake up in about 30 seconds.
Oh, wait, put him to sleep more permanently. Wait, who put him to sleep?
I did.
Permanently? Oh. You mean kill him.
Put him to sleep in the veterinary sense.
I know coming from me, that's what it sounds like, but I just mean give us more time for now.
I can't do that.
You can't.
Why did this long sort of sleep here?
It's now going to be like 20 seconds.
Oh God,
what do we
up.
Do with him?
Time up. He was just trying to steal. Okay, someone time up. Who has got a rope?
Lang's always got a rope, and
yeah.
I still do.
Time up.
All right.
Tie that arm down, too, especially. That's what the guards did, so that's probably what we need to do to make him not throw fireballs at us or something. Does he have to roll for tying someone up in 20 seconds or something?
Yeah, why not roll a straight dexterity check?
Okay, let's see here.
And nobody helps him. Everyone's just staring at him like, you have 20 seconds, Lang.
Nick's just going, 19, 18, 17.
That's a total of 5.
I'm staring at him. This is all very exciting.
All right, as you stare, it doesn't look like he's doing a very good job, Batwack.
Will's like, Nick, come on, I've seen you tie people up, you policeman.
Lang's starting to shake. He's like, I can't take the pressure.
Your sweat is rolling down into your hands. Your grip is slipping on the rope.
Lang sprints out of the room. You never see him again.
All right. Nick tries to help you. He rolls a 9.
Oh, Christ. Will's so disappointed. He's trying to do people management. It's not working. Bathwax, sit on him!
What?
Go! Just sit on him! Sit
yeah, is that athletics or dexterity?
In certain cases, it's charisma.
Oh! Oh, crap.
Well, Bathwax is asexual. People.
Well, what
a sexual what being.
If I try to help... What, oh. Do I have time to help?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Everyone's so I'll try just to fumbling with a serpent.
Oh, crap. I got an 8.
Will's just sitting with his head in his hand.
This is me. I hope that all of us have our own separate ropes, and so it's just like he's becoming a larger and larger pile of rope.
Just throw it on top.
Will's gonna try to get as the time ticks down, I guess. As there's a giant clock hanging above
yep.
us, so we can
maybe
tell.
He's starting to stir a little
yeah.
bit.
If he sees that everyone like is having trouble with this, can I try to change Bernard into a bear so the bear could just sit on Izek, like just stand on him to make sure he doesn't move while
yep.
they try to, while they give him more time.
You can try.
Okay, and then my I don't
go
know.
Go ahead and roll a percentile. This is a very high
off.
Stress situation.
Oh, Christ. Okay. 13? Oh god, unlucky 13. It better be lucky, because I'm bad.
So. Alright, Bernard turns into a bear.
Okay.
And you find yourself unable to speak.
Alright. How long does this last?
What did
just
you say?
I don't know. Ah, fuck you. Alright.
I'd like to back up and ready a javelin.
Okay, cool.
Pointed at Izek?
Yeah, I'd just like to back up like 5 feet and be prepared to throw something at him.
Why would you javelin him?
Rafina, he was trying to steal Irina away.
Yeah.
He was abducting
yes,
her.
You don't need to turn him into a shish kebab.
Why not?
Don't you have a more appropriate weapon to use?
You like, could set it on fire.
How about a self-righteous stare?
That's awesome.
In your head, Will, you hear, what do you want me to do?
Can I not say anything in my head either?
You could try.
Well, I'm going to try to tell him to go and stand on, to put as much pressure on Izek's body so that he can't move his spell arm and hopefully will still remain on the ground while they rope him up.
Okay.
Okay. Badly.
I will do that.
Yes, I can talk to you. Good. Woo! Woo!
You see Will mouthing the word yes over in the corner. You don't hear anything. All right. So Bernard lumbers over, and I'm assuming you took him out of your clothes before you transformed him into a bear.
No, he busts my clothes open.
Yes.
But you're still in the form of the mayor, so you can't tell.
Just, yeah.
These tatters of clothes sticking out around you.
My nice clothes are all over the place in confetti form, but...
all right. Bernard goes over and basically sits on Izek's chest.
Kills him.
Kill him, yeah.
The impact does seem to stir him completely from his magical sleep. He looks around. Just, what? What's going on? Irina, you're awake! Crap, it's me talking to myself.
There you go, here we go!
God damn it!
Guys, get out the popcorn, it's time to watch a movie.
Suddenly, suddenly Galdar and Davian come in. Rictavio saunters down the stairs.
Linsky wants to say something too.
Oh, yeah, God.
Yeah, come on, let's go.
Here we go. All right. She says, Izek, is it you? She's like, yes, what's happening? What? Get off me! What is this? Is this a bear? What's happening? And he tries to push the bear off of him. And can't.
The bear's one of the secret guards. Calm down, Izek.
And, she, Irina gets to her feet and she goes up to the bear and she starts pushing on him and she says, get off of him! Get off of my brother! Get off! Get off!
Well, are they done tying him up? Have they tied him enough, or is she not letting them tie him either?
Well, it's gonna be kind of hard with a bear sitting on him.
Listen, just let them do it. Or I will never move the bear. I mean, I was just, you know, like, I'm assuming the bear is a person-minded bear, so he can manipulate his weight while they... No? Is that not possible?
Well, I mean, if you want to leave his black arm free, I'm assuming you want that tied up, too.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, so he can manipulate his weight while they somehow... I don't know. He's a person bear. Like, he's not just a bear. That's what I was thinking. So if
he's
it was
sitting on him
idea,
playing Sudoku.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe that was a stupid idea, but
are
I
you
just
saying
thought...
bears can't play Sudoku?
Yeah, come on.
What are you implying?
Racist.
No, bears. Don't you know bears make the Sudoku puzzles? They can't play them.
Oh, because it'd be cheating.
There's no point. Like they know the answer because they've created them. That's where Sudoku comes from.
Oh. Bears.
Sudoku means bear in Japanese.
Wow. Fun fact. It's a good thing that the internet doesn't exist, so we can't look these things up. We will educate our listeners.
I'm going to go edit Wikipedia so it reflects the truth now.
I used to know what the Japanese word for bear is. What is it?
Subaru. No, wait.
Yes.
I used to think it was a good name for a kid, like a baby name.
It was a K name.
That's what I thought.
I don't know. Who cares? Let's keep playing. Well,
no. But
Kovu?
I don't know.
Kovu?
I don't think it's Kovu.
Let's just keep playing, though.
Why?
Kuma?
Yes, that's it! Nailed it!
Yeah, there we go.
I didn't look it up. I happen to be fluent in Japanese. Just that one word, though.
I happen to be fluent with one word. It's a very good...
I have been waiting so long to use that.
Now you don't feel like a fraud when you claim you're bilingual anymore.
Exactly.
All right. Lank and Bathwack, if you want to try to work with a bear to try to get some rope around this guy.
We'll just tie the bear to him.
Yeah, there you go. Bernard, you can carry him around, right? I have no problem with tying him to the
but
bear.
But he's, like, tied to the bear's ass. So, like, it's really awkward.
Yeah.
He has to walk on his hands like a circus bear.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Three more dexterity rolls later and we're all tied to the bear.
Oh,
I actually think it fits really well with the funeral rites in Valaki.
Yes!
It's part of it. So, you have enough time now that you don't have this clock ticking down, but Izek does not make it easy, and nor does Irina. She starts pulling on you. Stop tying up my brother! Stop!
Irina!
What?
The only reason we're restraining him is that he is a maniac who keeps trying to kill people. So that is why, but now
no.
We can have a nice discussion.
Not Izek. She turns to you, Will. Will! I guess you're Will? She, like, goes up to you, but is kind of, you don't look like Will. She's like, Will, please!
What?
Please!
I'm the Baron. I'm clearly the Baron. I don't know who you're talking to.
What are you saying?
What? What
are you saying? He's the Baron. Show some respect.
No, I can't hear you, and neither can you. Like...
Oh, yeah, I can't.
No, wait.
Crap! I'm just, like, gesturing, like, no. Can't, like, shrugging, can't do anything about it. And then, like, scratching my head, like, who? I'm not Will, not Will.
Hold up one finger, tap your ear, tap your wrist.
Yeah.
Crank your hand like you're filming something.
Baron, are you having another attack of your chronic laryngitis?
Yes.
Yeah. Stomp what? Your foot once for yes.
Why are you calling him the Baron? Why is he? Why does he dress like that? What?
Because, well,
what
his
is
clothes
happening?
Aren't in the best shape. But
where
he
are
was,
we?
Who does he look like to you?
Well, he was Will. For a second.
I think you're a little tired at the moment, my dear. You're thinking people are your brother, and you're thinking that the Baron is Will.
Yeah, Will's not here.
And you're thinking that there's a bear sitting on Izek, which there kind of is. but
so...
you're also confused.
Go ahead and roll a deception check. What is it?
Rafina never tries to deceive anyone.
Except for right now. Is it deception? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead and roll a deception check, Rafina.
All right.
Wow, Rafina rolling deception. What has the world come to?
Yep.
8.
Uh-oh.
This is a good day, guys.
She probably has like -10 in deception or something.
I know, and my thing here for deception is +1.
Okay, so 9. Irina says, no. No, no, this is Will. He's wearing a disguise. And Izek's like, so that's what's happening? You, he points at you, Will. He's like, you made yourself look like her for a second there. What, who are you? Who,
Oh God.
But he's...
See, Irina? He's a little crazy. Can you get him to calm down for us so we can all have a nice discussion over some twig tea?
That sounds great, except for that last part. Sitting down would be a good idea.
But what? And she puts her head in her hands and rubs her eyes, just like I'm doing. And
does she notice she has a weird arm too?
Yeah, like.
Oh yeah, maybe just the one.
Oh, like T-Rex trying to do anything.
It does, by the way, seem a little bigger than when you would last see everyone.
I haven't even seen it yet. I haven't seen this shit.
Oh, that's true.
I haven't.
You're
unaware? I think my face is like, ah! What happened? He's like pointing
in,
like, ah!
In your mid, like, it vocalizes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ah!
Lank jumps. What? What? Why are you yelling at us, sir? Baron, secret guard reporting for service.
Not the Baron! Who are you?
Baron, totally the Baron.
You're not.
Why do you think that?
What? Well, when I was 6, my dad, he doesn't say that. I'm finally reunited with my sister, and what is going on here?
I don't know, but why are we in this basement? Wait, did Blinsky take you, black-armed Irina? He's just staring at the arm, like in Austin Powers, where he's like, mole, 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 mole. He's just like, black arm! Black arm! Black arm! Black arm! That's all he can say.
Are you not vocalizing this?
Yes.
Yeah, he can talk, though.
He's trying to say, where's Blinsky? Did he take you here? But he's just saying, arm, arm, arm!
Arm, arm.
Ah! Arm.
She hides it self-consciously behind her back.
And he's looking at everyone else like, what is this arm about? Okay.
Like, we know.
Yeah, really.
Is Blinsky here? Will wasn't in the other room. That's why I'm saying that. Is he still here?
The Did last thing him? I remember was Blinsky was at the Blue Water, and he was threatening me. He had this huge club, and then there was fire? And then I don't know.
Okay, who killed Blinsky? Is he dead? We don't have to worry about him anymore? I can go get my gold back?
He's not dead.
He's not dead?
Rufina, you don't know
any... I have to
re-listen
to the intro.
You don't know where Blinsky is, Rufina. You and Will were upstairs.
Oh yeah, we were both upstairs.
Rufina wasn't listening to the intro. Never mind.
No. Just like everybody else.
Alright, where's Blinsky? Is he dead? Who killed him? Is he still here?
Oh, I don't think he's dead, but he was holding that that club that you seem... You were carrying this club before, right?
What club? What? Huh? I don't know.
Well, he was carrying...
There are lots of clubs in the world, okay?
He was carrying a club. It reminded me of something, but he blocked my last swing with it, and it shattered. And then he seemed to lose consciousness. He just fell on the ground.
Is he still here?
I think, yeah, he's over in the other room, but I think he was somehow under someone's control.
What?
I hadn't heard that before, right? So I would also say, wait, what?
Rufina would say, oh, I think I see a squirrel.
In this basement.
Lank jumps again.
Did Bathwick actually know about that club? Or was Will being really... surreptitious about it?
I don't think I was being... I was trying to give it to Lank like 100 times. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you were doing that right in the middle of the street, so yeah.
I was making a joke for Eric's sake, because Eric loves that my Will reaction to everything is just deny everything all the time. But, I mean, I'm saying, like, I think Will is just like, what club is it? Like, I think he's genuinely like, what are you talking... What club? Like, he might have even not... I mean, with everything that happened, he's probably like, what are you talking about? Like, club? Let's go see it. Except, are there monsters in there? Guys, did you clear the room?
I think everything's dead. Well, except Blinsky.
Okay, well, I'm getting my gold back, man. That's ridiculous. Especially since she doesn't need an arm anymore. Apparently, she can grow her own. Anyway, let's go.
Wait, we don't know if it's growing bigger or if it's just... Like, if it's growing normaler or if it's growing big and blacker.
Oh, big and black.
It's still very, very black.
Ew.
But it's...
Arm.
Close.
Arm, arm!
She looks behind herself again. I don't know what's causing it. I don't know what's...
Do you have a coat or like a sweater?
Put a bag
or
over your face.
Yeah, put the bag over your face. Leave the arm out. That's
do you have any cyanide? Or...
I mean, let's... Okay.
But my... Izek, you...
Izek is crazy. Leave him there. Let the bear sit on him for a while.
His arm.
Yeah, he's got... Yeah, that's a little weird.
Is
right?
his arm doing anything?
It's pinned beneath bear and rope.
It's not pulsating or growing or shrinking or spinning.
Windmilling around.
It's giving a speech.
When are you gonna go touch arms or something weird like that? Go ahead.
She goes over and kneels down next to him and she says, What happened to you? And he says, Get me out of here! These crazy people have me tied up! I've been trying to find you my whole life!
Why didn't you tell us she was your sister?
My what? No, You're my sister?
You don't remember? And she remembers, though. Weird.
You've been in my dreams. Forever.
And there are so many dolls. As proof of that situation.
Oh, yeah, I have one right here. I'm going to pull one out of my backpack.
Good timing, Bathwack.
Awkward situation. Yeah. This ought to bring perfect clarity to the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm just remembering when you tried to, when you offered him a short sword that ended up being his own.
I completely forgot about that.
He just has all of his ex crap in his bag. And he's like, here you go.
Did you need a doll, by the way?
I definitely have one of his dolls. Yeah. I'm gonna toss it on the ground next to both of them.
She looks down at it. And she picks it up. And she says, Isaac, that's so sweet. You've remembered me all this time? And he just nods solemnly, looking at her.
But you don't remember right now that she's your sister?
I don't remember... voice.
How to do my voice.
I don't do it right half the time anyway.
He's got a bear on him.
Speak up.
Enunciate. I don't remember having a sister at all. But you've just been ever present. We're meant to be together.
What? You're her brother. Just I'm gonna remind you. You're her brother.
Let's be clear.
Let's put that out there as we just said it 10 seconds ago. Brother, sister.
He looks at you almost annoyedly. He's like, yeah, I know! But we're... Finally, this means something! Gah!
Yeah, it means that you're gonna try to run out of the freaking building with her? What the hell? Like, just because she's your sister doesn't mean you get to steal her away against her will as she's asleep. Doesn't sound very nice.
I would like to point out, though, that now Irina is awake and is happy to see her brother. Maybe the two of them can go off into the sunset and we can go and have some beet soup.
No, I would never be happy about beet soup. Damn it.
But one less person to worry about.
Yeah, that's true.
And two fewer voices for Eric to have to worry about.
Izek says, yes! Yes, exactly! Right, Irina? We should be together. We're meant to be together. And she says, well, I mean, yes, you're my brother. We're family. Yes. Let him go.
Is this heartwarming or terrible?
I don't know. I'm really freaked out. Like, do you need some time, Irina, do you need some time to, like, consider this for a second? Because here's the thing. I'm just going to put this out there. This guy just, like, stabbed a guy. He tortures people. I just want to say all this. Put it right out there. Sorry, Izek. As the Baron, I will confess.
Why don't you drop your disguise? I know it's not you now!
But do you really know?
Coward!
All right, he'll drop his disguise. Fine! Not the damn Baron, you dumbass. I've been doing this forever!
Blank Axe surprised. No, I thought we were secret guards of the Baron.
I liked being a secret guard. Now what am I?
Well, see, we can we just gotta kill Izek, and then no one will know. Oh, right, Irina, you might have to die too. But then no one will know.
I feel like there's a small chance that Rafina did forget that Will's
the
Baron, by the way.
No, there's Will!
I thought you were dead!
Where have you been, Will?
All right, yeah. I mean, he honestly says that. He's like, do you need time? Because, like, he is not... You can do whatever you want. Just saying.
Well, I just don't think this is fair to him. He's just been trying to find me.
That's not all he's been trying to do.
Well, clearly, we both went through something. I can't imagine it was easy for him. I happened to grow up in a, you know, a loving household. But Izak, I don't know what he went through. What did you go through, brother? And he says, it doesn't matter now. We're together. That's what matters.
See, that's all you've got to say. That makes me worried. It doesn't matter all of the crazy shit I've done. Right now, we're going to be together as brother and sister forever.
Right, in a tone of voice that doesn't suggest brother and sister.
Yeah, exactly. But Irina, if that's what you're into, go ahead. Peace out. I'm going to go check out Blinsky. I think you might, I mean, you probably need a place to stay. I actually could probably arrange that for you in the guise of the Baron. Because, Izek, if you don't care about the Baron, I've got some news for you. You gotta promise me that you don't really care about what happened to the Baron, though.
You also have to promise me that you can't detect foreshadowing.
That's so past tense.
How about this? I won't care if you let me go.
That is utter bullshit. Man.
Now we're going to talk about truth, and that is not truth.
Oh man, I don't know how everyone spelled. I want to like zone of truth him and see if he's going to hurt Irina. Because like I don't have a problem with him going away with Irina if he's not going to hurt her. You know, but like if they walk away and then he just like eats her or something.
We just don't want her dead.
Yeah.
Chomp.
Well, I can't help. I'm totally spent.
And I don't have any spells ever.
Oh, is that true? Oh.
He's not a magic guy.
Lank just realized that.
He's a head thumper.
Yeah.
Lank Stumper's head thumper.
That's what's on my business card.
The woman next to you, Rafina, says, little kitty thinks these people are weird.
You know, I agree with the cat woman. Doesn't that strike you as odd?
Irina, so you've never met this lady here who thinks she's a cat, right? You don't know anything about her?
No, you think you're a cat?
Shh! She is a cat.
The woman,
wink,
kind of climbs a little awkwardly up onto the railing and sits on the top of the railing.
And falls off to her doom.
Yeah.
Well, aren't that's we taken care of.
Another one taken care of.
Rafina, when we last left things, was up on like the landing from the stairs down into the basement, so she's a couple steps up.
Okay. I think the cat would be okay, just saying.
I always land on my feet.
Plus, okay. She has 9 lives.
Yeah.
Well, she thinks she does.
Well, that's the thing.
It's half the battle.
So, yeah, so we have this conundrum. Irina, let's see. Do you feel safe with Izek?
I don't know. I've only seen him in this state, which I don't think is fair to judge anyone.
All right.
Where would you go? Let's start with that.
Yeah.
Are your parents still alive, Izek?
No. No, they died years ago. Years and years ago.
Hey, you could stay in this house. Lady Fiona Wachter is, a little
no
dead.
Longer needy.
Her sons might object to that.
Oh, who cares?
And also, I don't think that's how house ownership works.
Guess what?
You don't just, when someone dies, you don't just...
Oh, now! Now we care about rules.
Yeah. You don't just move in and maybe happen to find the deed and just rewrite it with the other person's name on it.
But, yeah. Okay, well, I mean, there's the house, but it needs a little cleanup. Why don't you guys go stay? Oh, wait. Yeah, the Blue Water Inn is also on fire, so you can't really stay there.
God, I forgot about that.
And so, wait, what happened to the Baron?
Okay,
Did you kill him?
No, we didn't kill the Baron,
We don't kill people.
Well, then where is he?
Attack us.
Usually.
The pool of blood from the other room starts seeping under the door into this room.
Unless they deserve it.
The corpse on the other side of the landing where the final cultist died, it settles a little bit, and his hand flops out around from the corner. Still tangled up in the dress that he was bringing to...
For Irina. Hey, Irina, there's a dress over there if you want it. It's pretty, I think.
See, we're solving all sorts of problems.
Might be cursed, who knows?
Oh, God, wait, never mind. Yeah, thanks, DM. I'm glad I heard that voice in the sky.
Or maybe it's enchanted.
Okay, put it on. Is there any other place to stay in town besides... Oh, man.
We could go sleep at the church.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we like the church.
Yeah. Until we can take care of the mayor's house.
What do you mean?
Wait, you know what? Though, here's the thing. Hey. You, okay, Izek, you were raised to be a crazy person, I'm guessing.
And can I just say, good job.
They did a really good job doing that to you.
You are on fire.
So, did the Baron raise you? Can you confirm a suspicion that I have? Did the Baron mostly raise you? Did your parents die, like, so long ago that the Baron raised you?
I was halfway to being grown when they...
halfway to being crazy.
So they killed themselves, and I lived on the streets for a while.
You lived on the streets?
They themselves?
Yes.
Because they had a crazy son?
No.
They live here, guys.
They attack in the woods, and I don't know.
That's it?
I didn't have an
Your
arm.
Your backstory sucks.
Was there magic involved?
I don't know.
With the arm and the wolf and the killing of themselves, this all seems very suspect.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Starting now.
It was normal until this minute.
Now I'm pissed.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, so you might have been raised to be whatever you are, but your sister here was raised to be the freaking, like, I don't know, like her stepdad or whatever you'd call that is the burgomaster of, so she could be the burgomaster here. Hey, Irina.
So the Baron is dead.
Yes, he's dead. I already said that.
We don't
he's
know who killed him.
We didn't kill him. We had nothing to do with it. I disguised myself as the Baron because I'm good
okay,
at that.
Okay, shut up.
You shut up.
Wait, you were the one talking!
You shut up! I don't know.
Arm.
Arm!
Yes, well, yes, great! Irina, you can be in charge of the town. We can move into the mansion. I'll be the captain of your guard. That's what we'll do! Let me free!
I kind of like this.
Yeah, I think in terms of, like, if it's simple, it could work. It's hard living a real life and existence and then playing Dungeons and Dragons and being like, that's completely ridiculous to just be like, sure.
I'm not really sure why we're house hunting right now. I feel like we've got a whole other slew of things to deal with first.
We totally do.
Agreed.
Like, we have to find the right neighborhood.
Yeah.
What are the school districts like?
Exactly.
Right. Well, I said that to Irina, and Izek's the only one talking, man. How about Irina? Hey, honey!
Sorry, we don't like to talk over one another. We think it's rude.
Shut up!
Also impossible. Well, I just think, no, here's what, now stop talking over me, no, wait a second! All I can say are just the starts of sentences, and then sometimes the same sentence, but in a different voice! They are brother and sister.
Aww.
They finish each other's sentences!
Are they twins? Are you guys twins?
No.
I just wondered if there was some kind of weird connection like that. I just didn't know.
No, I don't think so.
All right, cool.
Maybe.
Maybe? Right.
Just trying to make a conversation.
All right.
That would explain the arms. Twins are weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm wondering. Twins yes. have weird crap. So
sometimes they have weird black limbs that just, they're small.
Hello to all our twin listeners out there.
And write to us. Tell us if you have a black arm.
But I want you and your twin to write each a letter separately, but you have to leave out every other word, and we'll put them together and see what
live.
Comes out.
Oh, man. All right. Well, if Irina really does seem comfortable with that, he'll tell Bernard to get off of Izek. He's still tied up, though, right?
He is.
Yeah. So Bear gets off. He's tied up. Too bad.
Irina goes over and starts untying his
Irina.
Ropes.
Well, we did the best we could to protect her while we had her. Let's go over to Blinsky. I was trying to keep her like under where we could observe her because of this whole Strahd thing, but good luck, man.
She'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay.
So she starts untying Izek, and he gets free enough that he's able to help, and he's like, thank you, thank you, thank you, Irina! And he grabs her in an embrace.
And he eats her.
Yeah, he crushes her back.
No, but he does start to kiss her. What? Very passionately.
What? Ew! Ew! No!
Yes.
Okay, I'm just gonna watch.
It is not that kind of show.
Like, on the lips we're talking about here?
No,
we're...
passionately on the cheek, Greg. Come on, grow up! Or were you thinking more passionately?
Hey, I'm not the one who specified lips, I'm just saying.
No, he starts to very, very much so start, she is very accepting of the hug, but as soon as the kiss begins, she's like, no, she starts to try to push him away from her, and he won't let her go.
Whoa, let her go!
Oh, Izek, stop it!
No, don't!
And he's not letting her go? Alright, I'm gonna step in a little. I'm gonna have my bear smash his face.
As
I swear to God,
their faces are attached at the moment.
Well, I'm gonna have my bear like put his head between them and growl, like, you know, start biting at his nether regions. I don't know.
What?
We just
back off if you don't want those nether regions.
Right.
Well, try to have the bear like slide in and bump Irina out of the way so that in an instant, Izek is kissing the bear.
Yeah! That's what I'm trying to do. All right, Bernard, get ready for some kissing with Izek. Go ahead.
Is the cat woman scared of the bear? Like, is she just hanging out? Or is she like, holy crap, it's a bear?
She seems comfortable next to you, Rafina. Unless you depart and leave her.
I'm going to say to... Miss Puss here, I'm going to say, go get him! And she's going to go and scratch him.
Wait, little kitty, get who? Gets who?
The guy who's kissing his sister, the weirdo!
Oh, okay. She looks like she's thinking about jumping gracefully down off of the railing.
No, don't do that! I've had enough with crazy people! Just go down the stairs!
She maybe comes to that decision about the same time you start reprimanding her. And she slinks down the stairs. Bernard, so what do you tell him
I'm
to
telling
do?
Him to literally push himself, like use his nose and push himself in between them. Okay. Because Will's not a strong guy. He can't physically do that. Okay. I don't think that he would think to take on Izek, but he has a bear. And my bear is a big bear. Okay. So.
The whole time, just so you know, she is struggling very violently at this point to try to get away. And
I'm
you hear
saying
her...
Izek. That bothers Will. Will does not like that.
So go ahead and make a strength check for Bernard.
Okay. 15 plus whatever his strength is.
A thousand! Okay. The bear is starting to get in between, starting to wedge its way in, and you can see the gap, and they break apart for a second. And Irina says, Izek, what are you doing? And he reaches over and like basically grabs her head to pull it into his face again.
What the fuck? Will is going over there too. I mean, like, this kind of stuff disturbs him.
The girl, the woman, gets over there and starts to scratch at Izek.
Oh no.
But it doesn't seem to be doing much. He kind of kicks at her with his foot and sends her sprawling backwards.
He's not
like putting his weight into it because he's not focused on that, but he's strong enough to.
Eldritch Blast.
Okay. Everybody roll initiative.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.